This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the morning before the day tomorrow. For all you gobblers out there. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And, of course, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along, and that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail center drivers delivering the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and whatnot, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and let's not forget either about our great great Amazon people working in warehouses. Thanks for tuning into the show, as well as out there, the delivery drivers listening to us on the highway. Appreciate it. And more of you are going to be able to hear us soon. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's website, social website. We're on Twitter, Captain's America, for all of it, Captain's America. And don't forget, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the website. Well, joining us right now up there in the northern part of the country, I don't see any really bad weather up there. It might be a little chilly, but we've got Edwards. Yay. Whoopee. Aha. Yahoo. Yay. All right, calm down, folks. Calm down. He'll be with us. Calm down. All right, there you go. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, I got to start the show on the news of the night, and that has been what's happened in Chesapeake, Virginia. About 10:15 last night, the call came in, active shooter at a Walmart supercenter. Right away, all the forces of law enforcement and EMS went to work. And about 40 to 50 units showed up within the course of about 10 minutes. Now, when they got to the Walmart, the shots stopped, but the damage had already been done. Five people dead, 17 people wounded, including the shooter. We don't know anything behind what happened with the shooter, whether or not he committed suicide or was taken out by somebody. And we're not sure about the rumors that are circulating about what he may or may not have been doing there. And I'm not going to go there with any of that until I get some clarification. But I will say the shooter is gone, dead, out of his misery, so to speak. But unfortunately, a bunch of people had to pay for his actions.
Yeah, it's a real terrible thing, and I don't know his motives. I guess it doesn't really matter. That's something that should not be done. And
there is no motive for this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it just isn't.
The good news is that he can't do it anymore, and we won't have, you know, the taxpayers won't have to feed him for the next 30 years in prison or whatever. I mean, what do you say, Captain, other than the fact that you hate these kinds of things because people cannot protect themselves? You go into a place where it's gun-free zones and all of that, and these cowardly shooters go in. They know that it's a gun-free zone for the most part, and they get upset with life or whatever and take people out and, you know, victimize other individuals.
Well, at a Walmart in Virginia, I can tell you there would have been at least one, maybe two armed security guards. That's number one. There may have been somebody in the store with a weapon. And you probably have people that were carrying, because Virginia is one of those states where you can carry, and they have a permit process. It's, matter of fact, a lot of people go through Virginia to get a pistol permit.
Yeah. But I'm just concerned also that whenever you have these kind of tragedies, you have the gun grabbers. They come out of the woodwork and out of the forest and out of the trees. And
already there.
Want to create, you know, you know, they want to go after our guns. And it's not the law-abiding people that are doing these things. It's thugs.
Speaking of grabbing, the Supreme Court yesterday cleared the way for the House committee that wanted Donald Trump's tax returns to get them, rejecting an appeal from the former president. So here we go.
Yeah, you just said the Supreme Court cleared the way for the Internal Revenue Service to release former President Donald Trump's taxes.
Right.
I don't understand why they want to go after his taxes like this, other than to just create havoc in his life, especially now that he's said that he's going to be running, you know, he's put his hat in the ring to run for president in 2024. And
well, I know why they're doing it, because the New York State Attorney General said that he exaggerated his income to get specific loans on different things that he was doing. And that's where that all started. And, of course, if you take a look at the income and the numbers don't jive with what you put on, say, a loan form, then you've got a problem of some sort, and that gets the ball rolling. That's why they're doing it. All right, hold that thought.
Okay.
We got the music coming up here, and I'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just like Jeffrey Epstein and his gal pal Ms. Maxwell, another human traffickers client list remains under wraps. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, disgraced Brazilian faith healer, 77-year-old Joao de Ferreiro, is accused of operating baby farms where girls were raped and their infants sold to childless couples around the world. On average, after 10 years, the raped breeders would be murdered after being worn out for repeatedly giving birth. Joao de Ferreiro, also known as John of God, was recently arrested following numerous abuse claims at his spiritual center in Brazil. Yet one has to wonder, why on earth are the client lists of his clientele so far being hidden from the public, just like the gruesome clients of Jeffrey Epstein? And why not the full exposure of the human trafficking activity that allegedly occurred in Ukraine, along with massive money laundering? It was rumored that both Donald Trump and Putin tried to expose and work against human trafficking in Ukraine, which could be one of the reasons that Trump faced so much vicious hatred and opposition. Just saying. I'm Ron Edwards. Enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and don't forget that you also have heard me talk about Constitutional Grounds Coffee, because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. And to me, that's important, because that acid will really get my stomach going. And I don't need to worry about that with Constitutional Grounds, because you want the best. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to
Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the display at theronedwards.com website. That's theronedwards.com website. And make your purchase over there. Don't forget, we got this little sample cup here, my service tumbler. Let me do this. Oh, boy. Now, I have that full once or twice a night. And it is good stuff. I don't mind telling you. Because Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There goes that masked man. He just rode through the studio. Wait a minute. He was riding a turkey. Oh, I'm telling you. He was on a turkey, folks. Oh, boy. It's fun having fun. By the way, are you going to get gobbled or are you going to be the gobbler?
The gobbler.
Okay, well, that's always better to be that way. Now,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, now let's go back to what we were getting involved in. We just talked about the Supreme Court and getting Donald Trump's tax returns. Of course, that's all something that's coming from Nutsoville, if you will. We'll see what else happens. But
it's politically motivated because I understand why they're doing it, but he's not the only one in that at that level of business practices. It's fairly common. I mean, he paid back his loans and all of that, and so I believe it's more political than
absolutely
based upon wrongdoing.
Now, did you see Representative Kevin McCarthy, the speaker designate or whatever I guess he is, down on the border in El Paso yesterday, vowing to bring back traditions that were once recognized in the House of Representatives? You know what they were, right?
Prayer.
Yep.
And
a Pledge of Allegiance.
Prayer and a Pledge of Allegiance. It is shocking that the Congress would have given up both prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but the Capitol used to be, a long time ago, of course, the largest church in Washington, D.C., because for years the Congress used to have church there every Sunday.
Right, but you're not going to see that ever again as long as you live because of this crowd that we got hanging around now.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it is what it is. Now, I will say this much. We know that he wants to bring that back. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I think they have to vote on it. I don't think he can just say, we're going to do this or do that. I think that's how they got rid of it to begin with, because the squad was very much about getting rid of that.
They were, but I think they have enough, since the Republicans have the majority, they can have the vote, and I think most Republicans will vote for that. Mm-hmm. So I think they will get it back.
Well, I'd like to hope they get a few Democrats, too.
I doubt it, but...
Well, it's a no-brainer. If you're living in the Bible Belt and you're a Democrat, you better vote for this.
Yeah, well...
Think about that for a second.
In the Bible Belt, even in the Bible Belt, the Democrats are pretty consistent against anything that is good.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean they'll vote for that in D.C., so.
Okay. Well, let me go to the telephone line so we have a caller. So here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, good morning. This is Mary from St. Pete.
Never would have guessed.
Hello. I'd like to ask one question, please. I did hear on...
What?
Weather engineering, geoengineering, and chemtrails. I wanted to ask him
Hold it. You just cut out. Try it again.
Weather engineering?
Yeah.
You hear a lot about it?
And what's the question?
About it. How many people know about that? Get tired of being called a conspiracy theorist when, in fact, a lot of those conspiracy theorists turn out to be true. Thank you.
Okay, I wonder where her phone's cutting out. Did you hear that?
I heard it. She was going in and out, but I think she asked about the possibility of chemtrails and things of that nature.
Yeah, and how come more people aren't talking about that or don't know about it? I think they know about it, but I just think they don't buy the song and dance.
Well, they don't buy it, but there is evidence that these kinds of things are happening.
Sure.
The chemicals are in the air. There has been impact of chemtrails and things of that nature, and so I believe those things have been. In fact, Donald Trump, when he was president, stated that he was bringing an end to that. I didn't think he could, or if he did, they're back to doing it again. So it has happened.
Well, you can help make it rain. We know that, right? We know you can dump chemicals into the sky, and you can help with the rain. We know that.
Yeah, but there are other more nefarious chemicals, allegedly, being distributed in these chemtrails and bringing harm to the ecology or whatever. So I don't think it's just a little conspiracy theory. I think it is true. If it were not, I know that the president at the time would not have said, well, look, we need to bring that to an end.
Have you heard it mentioned at all in the last couple of years? I don't think I have.
No way. I wouldn't think the Biden administration would be caring about anything like that.
Never say never. I don't even know what this bunch is doing.
Unless it became politically expedient. Let's see if the environmentalist wackos decided to make a big issue of it. Then he might be concerned.
Except for ruining the country, and they're getting real good at that. Okay, let's go down the list here to this next one. Have you noticed that Nancy Pelosi is getting worse as she gets closer to stepping down from her leadership post in Congress?
Well, she's been so horrible, it's hard to recognize getting worse. I didn't think it could get any much worse than she has been for the last so many years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been a disaster for this country for 20 years. And in the aftermath of the brutal attack on her husband, I guess she's doesn't mind backing down a bit. But she's not leaving Congress, so she'll still be there being a pain in the neck.
For a while.
And, she'll be there.
I wonder if he'll appoint her to an ambassadorship like what she was talking about.
Yeah, to Guam or something.
No, she wanted to go to the Pope.
I know where she wants to go. Mm-hmm. I know where she wants to go, but I'd appoint her to Guam.
Okay, well, I was thinking Outer Mongolia.
Yeah, that's even better.
All right. The leader of the largest U.S. business lobbying group yesterday called on Congress to intervene in an ongoing railroad labor standoff. And this is going to be bad, really bad. If the railroads go on strike, okay, it threatens to idle shipments of food, fuel, chips, computer chips, whatever, wherever they're at, they're going to just pull the trains over to the side and stop them. And it'll create literally billions of dollars in damage to our already struggling nation.
Well, when Biden said before a little while ago that things were negotiated and probably got a solution or whatever, I didn't think he got a solution. I knew that after the election, this thing would resurface.
Well, it's the railroad. It's the railroad. He's supposed to be the railroad guy, right?
He said he's the greatest union president in history, which is another lie.
Yeah, it is. Trump was better, much better. All right, listen, we will talk to you on Saturday, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Look forward to it.
Okay.
You too. Bye now.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. All right, we'll be back with more Patrick Hyland, the sports guy, coming in here to do his thing. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia overnight left multiple people dead and several others injured. The shooter is confirmed deceased, and more details will be available later this morning. Chesapeake Police Department spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
So we go inside, and long story short, over the course of the next 30, 45 minutes, we were able to find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday. And before we get to Patrick Hyland, I need to tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow and MyStore.com. Now, both of those belong to Mike Lindell, the founder and owner of MyPillow.com. You all know who he is. If you don't, all you got to do is turn on the TV and wait an hour, and you'll see at least one commercial, maybe two. But Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, great, 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 great products. All kinds of special deals going on over there now with the holidays coming up. And I'm telling you, you can literally go over there and take a look at whatever it is that you might think you might want, and then see some things that are even better than what you thought you were going to get, and just have a ball, y'all. Because MyPillow.com, go over there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and when you're over there, make sure that you take a look at everything. The promo code is going to be Captain to buy what's there, Captain. And when you go to MyStore.com, that's something a little different, stuff for your house, household goods. Again, promo code is always going to be Captain. So, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code Captain, shop till you drop. And it's a great time to do it with the holidays coming up, Christmas and all that stuff. Get all your shopping done. Don't need to worry about doing nothing to nobody because you'll have it finished. Fini. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback's with us. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning to everybody out there in radio land, and happy Thanksgiving. Let's have a great one, and let's be thankful for what we have in this great country of ours, Captain.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
There you go, man. All Turkey Day. Going to be some great football. I hope this Thanksgiving, Detroit taking on the Buffalo Bills, and then the Dallas Cowboys will take on the New York Giants. And a little thing the NFL threw in a few years ago, Thursday night, Thanksgiving night game, and that will be the New England Patriots taking on, you know. And should be a great game. You know, Minnesota, can they bounce back from that Dallas debacle? We shall see. So tomorrow night will be interesting to see what happens between the Minnesota Vikings and the New England Patriots. Everybody thought Minnesota was going to be right there with Philadelphia and the Giants. The Giants lose, and Minnesota loses this past weekend. So now they play on Thursday night, and we'll see what happens. So, Captain, some news. The Glacier family, who owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it looks like they possibly might sell their soccer franchise, Man United.
Yeah.
A little surprised at that.
I'm not. They wanted to do it a few years ago.
Yeah, but, man, that's
yeah, it's a big time money. It's a big time money maker. But a few years ago, if you remember right, they wanted to sell that.
Yeah. Well, the father passed away, and I don't think the boys are into it like the father was. So that's probably part of the reason too. You're right, Captain. Yeah, things change, things happen, but we'll see what happens there. If they want to do different investments, the sons. Well, that's cool. Hey, you know, whatever you feel is best for you and your family, you have to do you. I've always been a proponent of that. College football, Captain, LSU and USC move up behind Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU in the college football rankings.
Well, I am not surprised. I am not surprised.
Yeah, no doubt about it. USC's been playing great. LSU, crazy. They lose that barn burner on Labor Day against the Florida State Seminoles, and they haven't lost since. So they're moving up the ranks big time. So we'll see if what's going to happen with them. You know, what's going to happen is Ohio State and Michigan, one of them are going to lose this Saturday, and that's going to drop them out. But does it drop them out of the top four? It depends on, the final score of the game and how team looks. Do you let them stay in the top four? The good news is, Captain, they're expanding the college playoff system for these situations not to occur. We're going to get a 12 teams. So whoever were to lose this game, they would just move down the rankings, but they'd still be in the championship, you know, mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing. I don't think just because you lose one game, you should be out of it. Would you agree with that, Matt?
Yep.
You lose two, then, you're done. Thanks for playing, you know. But with 12 expanded, there's going to be some two-loss teams in there, too. But that's what's going to happen in that department, to say the least. I can't believe the L.A. Rams let this running back Henderson go. He's been leading the team in carries and yards, but they waived him. Something doesn't make sense there. I don't know what happened, but I can't wait to hear what the final outcome of that is, because it doesn't make any sense to me. I know we don't have a lot of soccer fans out there, Captain, but a few. So I got to say, Saudi Arabia stunned Argentina in a 2-1 victory after Messi scores early. One of the best players in soccer. So, what's your thoughts about them holding the World Cup where they are in Qatar, Captain? I'd like to get a military's view on that.
Well, I understand why they're there. It's a big ally of ours, and we have a huge military base there. I get all that. But the fact of the matter is, I think they could have done anything but put it over in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's what I think so, too, Cap.
I mean, if anything, you would have put that thing in, I don't know, London, Paris, Brussels, or the United States, or maybe even our newly found home in the Philippines. Who knows?
Yes. Captain, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm glad you feel that way. I didn't know if, you know, you might say, oh, Patrick, it's not that big of a deal. But I'm glad you agree with me. I don't know. Sometimes things happen in this world, you know. We just got to look. There's reasons for everything. So that's it in a nutshell. Captain, just wanted to give a shout-out to locally, you know, Jesuit High School. They're in the playoffs, the only team in Hillsborough County left in the playoff race.
Mm-hmm.
So, want to let them know a lot of people listen to you and Hillsborough County in Florida, and want to do a shout out.
There's a Jesuit coach that listens to us. He's a part-time assistant or whatever, but he's not, you know, like the head coach. He just does it during the season. I guess that's the word I want.
Yeah.
I've run into him with his Jesuit stuff turned on, where he's been wearing it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and it's just a great organization here in Tampa Bay community. A lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneers, sons of God, have played there, and coaches' sons, and it's just a good place for everybody. Captain, that being said, just wanted to make an announcement. You know, Medicare season is going to end here December 7th. I can help you out with that. There's so much savings, Matt. You know, you can get $164.90 back on your Social Security check. You can get $150 a month in groceries and over-the-counter items. When you add those two together, you're close to $4,000. Then when you get the eyeglass benefit, $300 for a nice set of eyeglasses.
You know, Roger P. Shulman would like that.
Yeah.
$4,000, he'd run down the street for that.
There you go. I mean, if you have Medicare Part B, that's what you're looking at. I can get you back $4,000 next year with over-the-counter benefits, groceries, and your Part B rebate premium back.
I still got to figure out what the heck kind of groceries I can get because I'm confused about that.
Well, they got to be healthy foods, Captain. That's all. Just healthy foods. You can go to...
Can you get soup with it? Soup?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
So there you go.
Because I like the Campbell's... the manhandler stuff and the chunky soup and all that. I like that stuff.
There you go, Captain. Well, shout out to the NFL, the chunky soup, Campbell's sponsor. You go to Publix or Winn-Dixie to get that, you know, with my corporation. And it's just a good thing for you to do. Real simple. You need to give me a call, though. 813-966-1052. Again, the phone number is 813-966-1052. And all the veterans out there, thank you for your service. Freedom isn't free. If you're going to the VA, you can still go there. If you have TRICARE, you can still have your TRICARE. If you're paying $164.90 for your Part B Medicare premium, meet with me so I can get that put back in your check. So please do yourself a favor and do that. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. One last shout out. Phone number is 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Have a happy Thanksgiving, sir.
All right. Me and the turkey are going to be busy. Okay, there you go. That's Patrick Allen, the sports zone quarterback. Now, we're going to be coming back with our good friend Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. So don't go anywhere. He'll be in the house here right after we take this break. I hear the music coming up. So get ready for that and get ready for this break that we've got, and I'm going to play this little lead out, so here we go.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, we're getting that way because we're adding more stations. And by the way, December 1st, we're going to welcome Orlando to the fold. And I'm looking forward to that. AM 950, The Answer, and FM 94.9. You will be able to hear me over onto the interstate over there because I do know that that signal at night will take you from Melbourne all the way up to Fernandina Beach. I used to get a lot of trucks when I was on the air over there before that would call me from over there, as well as I-4, listening to me. They'd switch over when they got to Orlando, listen to me all the way over there to the other side. And we had a couple of our mail haulers that did that, a couple of our fuel haulers that did that. We used to have running conversations with the guys at a couple of different places. So I'm looking forward to being back on Orlando and talking to the folks over there. And to my good friend Mark Cross over there, thanks very much for all your help. And to my good friend Pete over there, who I look forward to talking to and meeting in the not-too-distant future, and I think I already did, but to my good friend Pete over there, my new friend, I should say, thanks so very much. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with the consumer quarterback, is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can either stop by the store or you can give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or ask them your questions face-to-face and in person, whatever you'd like to do. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Brandon Rhymes is on the telephony here. That's my new word for telephone, Brandon. I'm mixing it up. We're going to call it telephony.
Yeah, man.
As confusing as life is, and everybody's got a third world country song or some stupid nonsense that's going on here, we'll just throw something weird in there, create a new word.
Yeah, hey, you know, weird's the way of the world today. You know, you look at what the left's doing, you look at the pedophilia being supported by, you know, the high-end clothing line, Balenciaga. I was watching Tucker Carlson last night. He outlined it very well. But, so, you know, on the real estate side, I thought I would give you an update a little bit
sure.
on the business climate.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, so go ahead. Yeah,
so the business climate right now is, it's interesting. We were on a call. For Keller Williams Realty, we are the number one real estate company in the world, 180,000 agents worldwide, more closings, more volume than anybody, more agents than anyone in the business. And we had our leader, Gary Keller, was on a call with the top 20% in the company. And so Gary Keller said this turn in housing, this downturn, the slowdown period, the shift is going to last about a year and a half to 2 years. And what's happening is that the properties that are existing, we're seeing price reductions every 7 to 10 days on properties that want to stay ahead of the curve. If you want to stay ahead of the curve, they're reducing pricing pretty quickly. And now each pocket is different. You know, real estate is local. Each geographical area is different, of course. But we're speaking generalities here across the United States. However, especially in Tampa Bay and even in some areas across the country, there are still low inventory levels. So what happens is, you're not necessarily seeing this like super downturn in pricing. You're seeing just small incremental price reductions, so that properties can be, still selling. And I'm referring mostly to the residential, community right now, not commercial or, you know, anything like that. Commercial and vacant land is different. But we can help folks in all 50 states and across the globe through our network with Keller Williams Realty. And we'd love to help, you know, anybody out there that's looking to buy, sell, or invest and take great care of our veterans. We love our veterans like you, Captain, and everybody that served our great country and fought for our freedoms.
Well, I haven't told anybody I want to sell my property because I don't. But we continue to have people that come over and walk our area where myself and my friends live, and they hand out their business cards and say, "Hey, give me a call. I'd be interested in buying your property." Is that any? I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah, door knocking. So that's
the last thing in the world
way.
I'm going to do, Brandon.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people do, man. They, you know, they're just out there door knocking, trying to find up business, drum up business. And, it's similar to cold calling, you know, people making phone calls and reaching out on cell phones. But yeah, I get it. You know, and that's the thing you got to be cautious of too. You hear different scams that are being perpetuated that way is, you know, people that you don't invite in, but then once you listen to them, they sound like they might have an interest. And that's what got us in trouble in the insurance industry. People were door knocking, these roofing companies, were door knocking and said, "Oh, I can get you a free roof. Yeah, we had a storm come through this area and, we can get you a free roof." And then of course, you know, we have, in the state of Florida, Doug Levi, our insurance expert contributor, mentioned this on the show yesterday, 80% of litigation relating to homeowner insurance cases where they say, "Hey, no, we're not paying the claim." The attorney steps in, they file suit. 80% of the claims happen out of our whole entire country happen in Florida. It's just a litigious area that we have here.
That would be possibly the storms?
Well, yes, but it's also the business climate because because you have certain laws in place or the way that language was written where, you know, they would just pay out the claims because once they get filed, it costs a lot more money to fight it and they don't have a legal team to do that. So they end up paying out and that's where we got in trouble. But yes, the storms are a big part too. But we're going to have a special legislative session in Florida, coming up very soon. DeSantis is trying to stay ahead of this because the insurance issues and also taxes, you know, so, taxes, insurance, and, you know, this downturn. Good news is that still low inventory, high absorption rates, and, you also have, a slight break in the interest rates lately as well.
Wow. That's interesting. And, I would expect nothing else. And of course, we've got just the greatest governor in the world, I do believe, greatest governor in America, certainly.
And he is
definitely ahead of the curve when it comes to a lot of this stuff. But he surrounded himself with very successful and knowledgeable people. That's where I think he and Trump differ. To begin with, I think Donald Trump just put his friends in different places, like political paybacks.
Well, yeah, and he also had some of the old school rhinos in there too. I was reading Peter Navarro's book a while back, and he was talking about, you know, Larry Kudlow,
yeah,
and some of these guys that are supposedly China. You know, they were saying. I remember in that book, China, I forgot the name of Navarro's book, but he was saying, oh, don't cut off travel to China. Like they were going against him from China. And, you know, and luckily he's the boss and he stood up and he did what he knew was right. But, you know, all the Trump haters out there, you know, did you like the economy? Did you like the gas? Did you like the low unemployment? Did you like the peace in the Middle East?
Huh.
Did you like that closed southern border? Did you like, I mean, there's a lot to like there.
If you didn't, you're a damn fool.
And I'm so sick of hearing all this political infighting too, you know, these rhinos. You know, there's 12 Republicans that voted along with the Democrats new bill.
I do know.
It's the new, you know, the new bill that's going to, basically it's supposedly codifying, same-sex marriages. But what it's also going to do is going to allow, the government to single out churches, nonprofit organizations, and it's going to allow them to strip their IRS status. For their tax exempt, and it's something that Romney voted for. There's 12 Rhino Republicans, the guy from North Carolina, Tillis, you know, all these the same group, and a lot of them. Get this, Captain, a lot of them are retiring. How can you vote on things like that when you're actually done? You're lame duck and you're retiring.
They don't care, and the rules allow them to.
Yep, and the rules allow them to, and they're on their final little bow out, they're bowing out to the Democrats so they can get that corporate power, that corporate greed, and that money machine to support them. And who knows, maybe put them in a nice lobbying position or a corporation.
Yeah, because I was going to say, keep in mind, the place you're going to work for might be run by a Democrat.
Yep, it most likely will, and that's what they're doing. They're playing both sides of the fence.
Okay, well, look, we're going to run out of time, so give us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Rimes, Consumer Quarterback Show, Keller Williams Realty, 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894, consumerqb.com.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Look forward to talking to you next week. And I will personally vouch for Brandon. He's one of the best in the business. I'm very honored and happy that I know you, and you've helped me with a couple things, and I've helped you with a couple things.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate you. Likewise.
You take care, my friend. You take care. Okay. And, you know, it is a Wednesday. Tomorrow is a Thursday. Tomorrow is Gobbler's Day, all Gobbler's Day, Thanksgiving. We're going to be chasing a turkey up and down the hallway. Kyle Warren and I are going to have some fun with that when we start out. Have a great day. God bless America, and happy Thanksgiving.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.